What's up, guys? I know my mic is probably still shitty. I actually don't know until, you know, I listen to this episode. But what's up, guys? I'm gonna start doing these, like, more, what do you call it? Like, start plot things? I don't know. But welcome back to another episode of Dear Internet. It is August 22nd, as it's released today. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. But, since you see from the title, this episode is literally split in two. So on my Twitter, Instagram, I asked ask me anything or /Q&A, and I answered the questions. But since it was too short, I added the other half of the sub episode from last episode with Radical into this episode, so I can make it longer. You know what I mean? So yeah, thank you everybody for listening to the podcast, and I hope you guys support us. More episodes next month. See you all later. Welcome back to the Dear Internet Podcast. Today we are doing an Ask Me Anything with no guests, just myself. So what I did beginning of the month was ask my Twitter and Instagram followers, Instagram story on my separate accounts, ask me anything. So this is what it is. Most of these are comedic and not actual questions. Most, like, one question is actually real. So yeah, and let's just jump into it. So the first question we have from Adrian M. Why are you so cool? Just am, bro. I don't know. I don't see myself cool. I don't know. Maybe you see me cool, bro. I don't know. Another question from him. I'm just seeing off the list right now. I have a Q&A question. How did it come about your channel name? So how I came up with it was Blaziken, and I shortened it up because I don't know. Okay, it was Blaziken, and I started playing Minecraft. So I was like, Blaziken Blaze. Blaze. So yeah. And the 767 is my birthday. So yeah. From another, let me check up the list. We got a question from Lang too. Why isn't this dead? It was dead. That's the real thing. It was dead. So yeah. I don't think it's dead anymore, but it was dead. You guys see the dates from episode 1 in the trailer to episode 2 and 3, and this fourth episode, you'll see there's a big ass break from like June to July. Wait, was it June, July? June, like early June to, oh no, May to July, so yeah. And another question from that one thing is, are you black? Possibly. I actually don't know. But if we hit $100 in donations, we'll do a DNA test for a video. No cap. I keep saying that I'm 0.2% black, but I could be black. That's a real thing. Another question from that one thing is, when will you upload hentai in the Pornhub? I don't know if I can say that, but on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play and SoundCloud, but you know, fuck it. I don't think I'll ever upload hentai on Pornhub. But, you know, my later self would like to pursue hentai in the porn industry, then so be it. I say it's so technical and the weirdest question. So, yeah. We got another question from Young Boys YT. Is it true you have condoms on your desk? No, I never had condoms on my desk. It was a fake blackmail from Smooth, which also has a question from later. It's a fake blackmail. It's not true. He has no proof I have condoms. I don't. Shaking my head, bro. We got another question from Smooth. Yeah, I see that one did there. What color underwear are you wearing right now? I don't know, man. I don't remember last night, bro. I was playing so much Rainbow Six Siege. I'm fucking addicted to Rainbow Six Siege, boys. You guys should play it if you have the console and you like shooter games. It's fucking addicting. I played like a 12-hour session yesterday. Okay. But that's highlighting. But I don't know. So, yeah. We got another question from Chase Forche. Will you ever shout me out? Bruce. What am I, Batman? I need to grow. I don't do shoutouts that much anymore. I'll get it. Okay, I'll take it if I get shouted out by somebody else. But I don't think shoutouts are that cool. I only shout out when I'm in the stream or like it's like something big. Like we're trying to get like a donation money for like bills and shit. So yeah. And so our last question on Instagram stories is from Pika, and it's, do you want some cock and ball torture at 2 p.m.? No, thank you, bro. That's gay. That's gay, bro. No, thank you. I don't want that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want that. So, yeah. Okay. So, another question from Zendo. Are you sexually attracted to yourself? No. But are you? We got the last question from @FreakingDesign. On a scale from 1 to 10, what's your favorite color of the alphabet? Purple.
Nah, I feel. You still young.
Yeah, bro. I wonder what audience Venom attracted. With all Venom? This dark humor.
That's true. I mean, a lot of Marvel fans probably saw it anyways. I'm curious if... Really? I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm curious if they're going to bring that Venom universe to, like, Marvel now. Like, the MCU.
Yeah.
Now that the multiverse is a thing.
Spider-Man 3.
That's going to be crazy.
No, other one.
Oh, like the original Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't understand why I get so much hate, because that's actually my favorite Spider-Man
movie.
Wait,
what? How?
I'm serious.
How?
Bro, you had Sandman, Green Goblin, and Venom all in it.
So bad.
Black Suit Spider-Man was so cool. I remember seeing it as a kid. I collected all the Burger King toys, bro. It was a good movie.
Bro, remember I was actually hyped for Batman vs. Superman.
I fell asleep in that movie, bro.
You fell asleep? Bro, I fell asleep during Wonder Woman.
I thought Wonder Woman was good. I didn't think I was going to like it, but...
Justice League? Good. Oh, God. So bad. Green Lantern 2011?
Oh, God. Yeah, but I like how it's turned into a meme in, like, the Deadpool movies.
Bro, the first Spider-Man, I wasn't even born. 2002.
That's crazy. I was 4.
I was, 0. I remember watching... The reason why I love Spider-Man so much is because how old was I? 7. Okay, 7. It's 2014. Hanging out. It's my birthday. Alright? Spider-Man had just came out or like a couple months ago. When did it come out? May 2nd. Okay, so I was like kind of in theaters. I was like, hey mom, can we go see the Spider-Man movie? Because Spider-Man's epic. I saw it. It's just so like weird. Seeing Andrew Garfield. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Not the other one.
Yeah.
And seeing his web slinging, even though it's such a bad movie. It just really like opened my eyes into like this universe. As a kid. Yeah. As a little kid. What?
Not exactly. 12? You can get really influenced when you're little.
That was 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
I didn't know anybody.
Really?
Just a little kid.
Wait. No, I mean, I like the Garfield movies, but I think in order, like, to summarize, Tom Holland's probably my favorite Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, like, Spider-Man 3, I don't know. Like, I'm serious. It's my favorite Spider-Man
film. I still don't understand why.
Literally, just because I had emo Peter Parker, it gets hated on. But, like, it was one scene, boy.
I'm sorry, but it was just a bad movie.
Whatever, bro.
I wasn't even born yet, too. May 4th. My birthday's July 6th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the Spider-Man be with you.
Hey.
Tobey Maguire looks so old now.
No, I know. I haven't even seen an updated picture of him.
I found a cursed image of him.
I don't want to see.
I still need to watch that entire, like, I've only seen the first one. I've seen the third one. That's all I ever saw. The third one is so bad. I mean, Amazing Spider-Man 2 was bad, too. But, like,
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of Amazing Spider-Man, just because, like, it fell in between the original Spider-Man and, like, the MCU Spider-Man. So, like, I just don't find it very significant.
I mean, it could.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's like spoilers, but chance they could all come back.
Spider-Man into the
Spider-Man? Imagine having all three Spider-Man. That would be crazy.
It would. Okay, so I believe, like, Tobey Maguire would be, like, and Andrew Garfield would be, like, the old Spider-Man from the animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
Peter B. Parker. True. I don't know. I feel like it would be hard to do that, but if you do it, I'd be badass.
Well, I saw a picture with, like, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland all standing together in the Spider-Man suit. I'm like, bro, if they did that, I don't know what rights they have to get, but, like, that'd be crazy.
How much they have to pay for that, but, like,
I know.
Jeez. How do we get
they probably all want huge contracts.
Spider-Man.
It's well, so Garfield broad. And Maguire probably want, like, huge contracts just for a quick appearance.
I mean, yeah. Who wouldn't?
That's true. I don't know how it works.
Me neither.
Man.
Damn, it's got hella quiet. Because I'm not, like, used to, like, doing this, because usually when it gets quiet, I just switch to another topic, but it's only one topic.
That's true.
It's pretty scuffed. It's probably going to be a scuffed episode.
Scuff.
It's very scuffed. Because the first episode we had was, like, really...
Yeah, we're talking about downfalls, right?
Yeah, we went from fucking, like, when we start from N10 to fucking the Wii U to... I don't know, downfalls to VR to criticism. It's just like,
yeah, I know.
Speaking of criticism,
yes,
I think that. Oh my god, I think the airplane. So I don't want to, like, screw it up. But I think your audience has to give you feedback, like referencing the pilot of the internet. I feel like your audience is a huge factor into what you make, because we have to give feedback. We can't just say, hey, good video.
Exactly.
Hey, I watched that. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I appreciate when people watch my videos. I appreciate it even more when they leave a comment. But, like, the thing that I like best is when they watch it and then they actually, like, drop feedback or, like, a helpful comment.
Yeah, like...
I love stuff like that.
Speaking of feedback, you can go on anchor.com, anchor something, to give your feedback on the podcast. And you could be featured in the next episode.
Hey, there you go, boys. Be in my seat.
Yeah, man. Also, follow us on Twitter. We still need followers. Like, one time, I remember retweeting just, like, a single, like, episode. It was an episode I released yesterday, because today, because we're recording on the 25th of July. That's coming out August 1st, you know, because, you know, that's how schedules work. And I retweeted once, I get fucking, I'm on the Gear Internet Twitter. I see, followed. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, there you go.
That's, like, how you knew. You had a big impact on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I try to share it out. Anything I'm, like, featured on, I always try to promote.
Yeah, dude.
Especially if I help or stuff. Some people, like, will collab, but then, like, if it's not their video, they won't even share it.
I'm yeah,
like,
exactly. Why? What the fuck?
I don't know. Some people just weird.
This is so weird, because the first time, the pilot came out August 13th, and then we released an episode.
Yeah.
July 24th. Because the second episode got corrupted.
Yeah, you really spaced them out.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
I gotta see you. I gotta watch the second episode.
Oh, why don't you do that, huh?
I will, bro.
Come on, bro.
Doubting me.
Yeah, whatever. I think this should be the end. Maybe we'll do a second part of this. And we find another topic to branch onto. Sounds
good, bro.
Radical isn't the previous guest. So, how do you say that? Like, a guest who's been on before. Totally, because he's really easy to, like, reach out. Totally not that. But, Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm so sorry it's scuffed. Maybe we'll do a part two or some episode for it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at TheInternetCast. If you want to get your feedback on this podcast, make sure to drop a review or give us a message on Anchor. We'll possibly put you in the next episode. And watch out for the next episode on August 22nd, because it's August for you guys when this comes out. See you all later.